Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Tokyo, 1972. Knees down. One morning, as he spoke, Prabhupada saw Shyamasundar sitting with his knees up. Prabhupada spoke sharply, "Sit properly." My comment. Sometimes I explain this incident to devotees sitting improperly during the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Inside, I smile, remembering Prabhupada through his sit properly instruction. Morning walks. Prabhupada took his morning walks down a reddish dirt road, past his cottage, past the temple, and onward through a slightly uphill wooded area. It was a 40-minute route. Some morning walks were active, with Prabhupada instigating debate and questions. Other walks were more meditative, with only two or three devotees walking in silence, relishing the sound of Prabhupada's cane digging into the earth as he walked. Uncovering a floor. On one morning walk, Prabhupada discussed an ISKCON controversy with Karandar. Kirtananda Swami had written Prabhupada suggesting that devotees only wear devotional clothing while distributing books. He spoke of his experience that devotees wearing non-devotee clothing tended to fall into non-devotee behavior. Karanda and others had taken the stand that Kirtananda's suggestion, if implemented, would significantly decrease the number of books distributed. Prabhupada was impressed by the figures put forward by Karanda, showing the expected rate of decrease in book distribution. As Prabhupada and Karanda discussed the points back and forth, Sudama, Trivikram Swami, and I gathered closer to listen. At one point in the discussion, Karanda offered an alternative by which books could be distributed, but the amount of money collected would diminish. I interjected, "We're not interested in money." Prabhupada immediately reprimanded me. "So we are not interested in money. Without money, how can Krishna consciousness spread? This is hippie philosophy. Money is Lakshmi and is meant for Krishna service. This is nonsense." My comment. Although I had meant to say that devotees are not interested in money outside of Krishna service, I could not hide from Prabhupada a flaw in my consciousness. I remember one initiation where Prabhupada named a disciple Ramaranjana.